Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, everyone, or hey, angels, and I'm excited to be here tonight. I have a good friend on with me. She is a fellow angel coach, and she also has the Lavender Door, which is her Facebook.com/Lavender Door, and I'm so fortunate to be able to work with her and a lot of others. But tonight, she and I are going to do a show on Archangel Jophiel. And Sue, welcome to the show. I know that you took time out of your crazy schedule and you're driving and you stopped and you said, I want to talk to these people about Jophiel. And so here you are. Thank you, by the way, for being here.
You're welcome, and thank you for asking me. I just had to sneak out of work a few minutes early, and I'm on the freeway right now, but I'm gonna, as soon as I can, I'm going to get off because I want to share a blog a post that I had put up on my website at thelavenderdoor.org. And so as soon as I can pull over to read that, I want to share that with you.
Not a problem. Then I'm going to just chat for a minute. And I know it's Easter, Passover, and Sue and I were just chatting about that right before the show. You can't hear, but if you download this later, because you can always download the shows 24/7, 365 days a year, on a web link, and you can go to facebook.com/angelcoaches and find that web link and hear all about it. So I want to make sure to do that. And then we're going to do something cool tonight because all the angels are always around us 24/7, 365. But for some reason, today, Jophiel showed up and he talks about beautiful thoughts, beautiful things that happen in your lifetime or in your relationship, whatever that you you're experiencing at the time, and I thought if this is for someone else, that's great, but it's probably for me too because my driving. So I told Sue, you let me know when you're ready, and I'll ask you to share about your post. But you're driving and pulling off the freeway. God bless you, and we want to make sure she's safe. Anyway, so I'm going to go back to what I was talking about. And I said driving, and it's Lent this week, and I'll just celebrate anything. In Lent we give up something. I prefer to think about it as exchanging something to get closer to God. So I was talking to my friend, and I said, in traffic, I have an issue, so sometimes I cuss, right? No more cussing in traffic. I've done pretty good. I've flunked out maybe 3 times, but I've done good. And he says, Tariq, I'm going to give up sex. I said, you have to have something to give it up, you big dummy. He says, okay. He goes, I'm going to give up cookies. I go, all right, I think cookies are good. He says, no, I can't give up cookies. It's like, all right. So anyway, we're laughing about that. He decided to give up golf. And I was like, you play golf once a week, big whoopee. So anyway, Jophiel likes us. You don't have to do anything, give up anything or exchange anything. It's just something I want to honor people around me that are Catholic. And I get to go to church with them on Sunday because that's the best time. They have the best food and coffee there. Anyway, teasing again, but not really. So are you off? Have you pulled off and talked? Can you talk to us about Jophiel, Sue? Because I can rattle on forever.
I'm in Salt Lake City traffic, so I should be getting off pretty soon. But I have a question for you while you're on the subject of Lent. What's the purpose in giving something up for Lent?
For Lent? Well, they told me to do it, okay, so that I could take it back and miss it, I guess. So I have an issue with that a little bit myself, right? Because I think we should concentrate on the glorious God in Jesus rising rather than dying. But, okay, we always think we have to sacrifice to get something. And so I looked at it as like giving something to get closer to God, like you just said, which is beautifully said because I said it a lot different. So it's not about sacrifice. It's about giving, exchanging something to deepen your relationship with God, Christ, angels, whoever you believe in, higher part of yourself. Maybe it's better, don't you think? Does that resonate with you?
Yeah, it does. I have just a thought as I think about Archangel Jophiel and some of the things that that he helps with or teaches or represents or whatever you want to call it. So I know in some of my research that I had done that Jophiel helps with promoting the importance of like having a grateful heart and expressing gratitude. That's, something that I had put in my blog post. And so I wonder if instead of really giving something up, why don't you could give up having those negative feelings and being ungrateful and turn it around and maybe express your gratitude for things?
That's beautiful.
That makes sense.
I like that better. Yes, I love that, right? So I'm going to be grateful for driving with all the great drivers that are helping me be more patient. Okay, so
yeah,
because I have a delusion about being the best driver out there when I'm driving, right? So it's all good. But that's a great way of putting it, because he is in charge of beautiful thoughts, being grateful, or I always say being appreciative too, because
yeah.
I think that's so key. I'll share this with you. And it's been years ago. I was laying in bed, and has anyone ever struggled with making a mortgage payment or a rent payment or a car payment? Hello. I have, you know, and so it was years ago, and I'm so appreciative of what I have now. But Jophiel said to me, I'm laying in bed, and I'm about $200 short of my rent, or $200. And Jophiel said, why don't you be grateful? Well, I would be grateful if I had it all, right? He goes, just say thank you. I said, okay, thank you for bringing me the rest of my rent, and thank you. And then all of a sudden, this flood of gratitude washed over me, and I said, I thank you for everything. And then I got a strong message from him to go and do certain things. And by the way, I had my rent and was able to pay it, you know what I mean? And nobody likes living like that. But I think that having a grateful heart is key. And you, share with us your own experience if you're parked now or weaned. I can talk forever about stuff. You know that. So anyway.
Oh, yeah. I think it's important to be grateful. They say that, you know, you express your gratitude for the things that you have. And you'll have more of those good things to be grateful for. When you're asking for assistance from spirit or the angels or whoever, you know, if you need $200, don't just ask for $200. I mean, if you're asking, you might as well ask. You know, just
that's right.
For more, and
right.
You know, when you get it, you just express your gratitude for having abundance, and
right.
The more appreciative you are, the more blessings you will have in your life.
You know, that is true, because when you're talking to me about this, there is a site. It's the Ascended Masters and the decrees that they share with us about love, prosperity, and there is one that I can't remember who it's by. It's by all of them, and it takes you about 10 or 15 minutes to read it. But it's in one of the gratitudes, always ask for 10 times more than you need, and you get it. And when you really get the appreciation there, you know, and Jophiel and Christ and Buddha and Lady Nada, I mean, whoever you believe in or all that you believe in, you know, higher part of you, spirit, because I'm trying to hear what everybody's saying to me, they'll bring it. But it's decrees. Oh, man, that's great. But it helps you really focus and always ask for more than you need, because, you know, if you need $200 and then you get that. And by the way, I did have things started really flowing at this time, and it was probably about, I don't know, in the early 2000s when I went through this, and it was a challenge. But the thing about it is that when I read that decree, I read it every day, and it really made a huge difference. I have to get that and post that on Facebook. I'm going to find it again.
Me too.
Yeah, I mean, it was so neat. And Jophiel was there, and all the angels are, but Jophiel is responsible for beautiful thoughts, because a lot of times, I know this, and I want your opinion on this. When we wonder why we're stuck in a place or this never seems to change, but, you know, if you have one positive thought, it knocks out 10,000 negative ones. The power versus force really goes into that, you guys. Power versus force is a great book to read that explains this more on a scientific level, and one of the best books I've ever read. But anyway, so we're stuck in this. We like wake up one day, I'm going to be grateful, right? Meanwhile, we've had 365 days of being mean and angry and bitter. Right? So you wake up 2 days later, it's not changed. You know, a lot of times it's all energy that you're cleaning up. So it's important, you know, to realize that too as well. You know, so what do you feel about that, right? Have you had a client or your family members are great at that, right?
Sometimes it's a struggle to find things to be grateful for. Like, you know, when you're not feeling well, like diagnosed with fibromyalgia, and I have days where, you know, I'll have a flare and, you know, my body aches and I struggle to get out of bed, and furthest thing from my mind is finding something to be grateful for.
Right.
But if you try and form a habit of doing it every day, then, you know, you're going to remember. Like, oh, yeah, I need
That's
to
right.
say something today. What was it? But, and I think, I really think that it does help, because I know that when I was expressing the thing, you know, expressing my gratitude on a daily basis, that it was easier for me to go every single day finding things to be grateful for. When I stopped doing it daily, then I not only
right.
stopped daily, I stopped for weeks. And so it's just something,
right.
I, you know, you got to get back in the habit of and not quit, you know, don't quit.
You know, I agree with you, and I wake up every morning and say three things that I'm grateful for. Man, and I got this great life. I live in one of the best places in the world, okay, that people travel a lot of different, all over the world to come to, and I live here. And, you know, I have great animals, I have great family, and I go, and my health is great. I'm like, and, you know, I'm not living in survival mode. You know, I'm prosperous in every area of my life. And I am super grateful for that, and I'm appreciative of that. So this is on, you know, I'm recording, or this show is being recorded. So, you know, that's out there, you guys, for all of us to enjoy, to be grateful and think of three things that you're appreciative, grateful for. And Wayne Dyer really helped me with that. So he does a, it's called Manifesting, Meditations for Manifesting, and it's in the morning and the evening. And one of the things he says is to really make things happen in your manifesting. You know, you get up, you want to manifest great love, great joy, getting to work on time. I mean, whatever it is you want to manifest. He said, then he takes you through that about really putting that out there. And then at night when you're getting ready to go to bed, he teaches you how to meditate, teaches you a meditation that is about gratitude and appreciation. And when I have done that, you know, it really trained my brain, trained my mind, trained my heart. And you're so right on about that. That's good. So anyway, thank you. By the way,
name of that book on your Facebook page.
Sure, I will. I'll put it. Yeah, it's like it's actually it's a CD, but it's Meditations for Manifesting.
Oh.
But he really goes into the detail about gratitude and appreciation. And why we need to do, or why we, wait, like it's a part of, you would never start your car without your keys. So when you manifest, you never create manifesting without the attitude of gratitude or the attitude of appreciation. You know what I mean? And because
yeah.
it goes hand in hand, and you're right, you know. And Jeffiel's great with that, giving you beautiful thoughts and helping you really clean up your energy. But one thing that I did do when I started doing Wayne Dyer's meditations is I was like, help me clean up the negativity that is currently in my life, right? And, you know, and that may, whatever that may be. And it really works because, I mean, heck, I was even cleaning up my closet negativity. There's a lot of stuff in there that I need. What's up with that,
well,
right?
Well, it's good about helping you, you know, clean out your closet. So I'm called
yes.
over now, and so I can share my blog post if you're ready for that.
I am so ready. So, yeah, you guys, please. This has turned out to be a different call than I thought, but it's all good. Works out. So, sure, because
yeah, I mean,
you've got a great story.
What we need to talk about. So I think all is good. So this blog post can be found on my page, thelavenderdoor.net, and this is called I Met Archangel Jophiel. So it starts, I'm super stoked. Archangel Jophiel visited me last night as I was sleeping. I recall dreaming about my longtime friend who lives in another state. She and I haven't spoken for quite some time, but in my dream, she was telling me about a guy she's seen. Archangel Jophiel popped in to help me advise her. I woke up very quickly after that amazing interaction, and I knew instantly that I had been visited by the Archangel. Although Archangel Michael has made his presence known to me on many occasions, this is the first time that I've actually conversed with an archangel, and I'm just beaming. What a rush. This morning,
wow.
I did a bit of investigative work, and I found that the name Jophiel, pronounced Jophiel, means beauty of God. Jophiel has a consort, and I hope I'm saying this right. Is it called an Archaea?
You say that?
It's A-R-C-H-E-I-A.
Yes, yeah, Archaea. Okay, yes. Yeah.
So
sorry,
her name
I couldn't
is
understand
Christine.
You.
Oh, no problem. Her name is Christine, and she works with him on God's second ray, the yellow ray of illumination. Illumination encompasses wisdom, understanding, inspiration, knowledge, and clear seeing, or clairvoyance. Josiel is listed as one of the seven principal archangels and has a feminine energy. His mission is to bring beauty to all aspects of life. Archangel Josiel helps you to think beautiful thoughts, the thoughts that enable you to attract and manifest more beauty, joy, laughter, and light into your life. He also helps you with studying, exams, teaching, and concentration, as well as developing intuition, inner wisdom, and insight. Josiel can also help you connect to your higher self. So I use he and she interchangeably with this, okay?
Right.
Because Josiel has a feminine energy. So she can also help you beautify your physical life. Doreen Virtues calls this angel the feng shui angel because Josiel encourages you to get rid of clutter and to donate things you don't need anymore. As I continue my research on this fabulous archangel, I'm discovering that I already have a few things in common with her, such as promoting the importance of, 1, having a grateful heart and expressing gratitude. 2, positive thoughts, prayers, and affirmations. What you think about, you bring about. 3, being the light for others. 4, seeing the beauty around you in nature and in others. 5, raising your vibration through joy and laughter. 6, developing your intuition, inner wisdom, and insight by connecting with your higher self. 7, teaching. I have to wonder if, by developing and expanding these qualities in myself, I have been able to raise my vibration enough to allow my higher self to actually interact with the Archangel Josiel. Hey, if I can do it, you can too.
Wow, beautiful. I love that. So how do we go look at that post? That's wonderful, by the way. So share with us again.
Thank you.
So it would be good. Yeah. What's your post that we can look at it, blog post?
It's at the lavenderdoor.net. It's on February 4th of this year, and it's called
right.
I Met Archangel Josiel.
Well, there you go. I think that's wonderful, you know, and I feel that that you're opening some great doors there, and it's an honor to work with you, Sue. It really is. And you guys, I do a lot of things with jokes and humor to get a point across. So just know that you know, when we're joking and laughing here, I think that whatever you guys choose to do to get that connection with your angels, Josiel, and all of them is amazing. But what it is I think gratitude is important, appreciation, but establishing habits, like Sue's just talking about, establishing a habit of being grateful, meditation, donating something, you know what I mean? And when you donate and you do real charity work, you don't think that it's real charity work, it's just a part of who you are, you know what I mean? And that takes practice, it really does, because we're in a society that doesn't promote that. But each and every one of us, if we promote gratitude, spirituality, meditation, you know, being in the flow and with decrees. And I'm going to put that on my website, on the Facebook page, so you guys can start reading them. They made a huge difference. The decrees, Meditations for Manifesting by Wayne Dyer, gratitude, thinking of three things that I'm grateful for every day. It's just so key, and really feeding my mind good things, because every thought counts. And I've gotten so connected to that idea, and we're all connected, right? So if we're thinking positive thoughts, and we're going to attract positive people, and if we think negative, you know, I'm not good enough, or that person did this to me, or how do I straighten that out, or this is not a good thing, or you know, judgmental stuff or whatever that is, then we attract more of that to us. Man, that's been a big lesson for me this week on a couple different occasions. And so thank you, Sue, because you helped me. I just got an answer to something that I was really stressed with. So thank you. And that's the reason why I'm doing this. Man, thank you. That's a great feeling. So that's what we do, establish a habit. It takes 30 days to get one going. It takes 60 days to really see results. And it takes 90 days to make it a part of your life. 30, 60, 90
okay,
is the plan.
I challenge you. Cherie, I challenge
okay.
you. And I'll do it too.
Cool.
So every day for 30 days, is that what you said?
Yes.
Let's post on us, you on your Facebook page and me on mine, three things we're grateful for every day.
Okay, tomorrow's April 1st, so let's start it tomorrow. That's a great idea, by the way.
Awesome. Okay. All right, I challenge you.
Fair enough. Anyway, there you go. I'm going to be putting alarms out for that one, so you know that I post it. And anybody that wants to join us, post it on both of the pages, the Lavender Door, facebook.com/thelavenderdoor, or facebook.com/angelcoaches. We'd love to know what you're grateful for. I think that's a great idea. I'll share on yours. You share on mine. Would you do that? So that would be cool.
You bet.
Too, as well.
You bet.
All right. Okay, well, mine is yours. Yours is mine. Well, you know, we're all just one all big one family here, so it's all good. But anyway, I'm going to post that tomorrow morning. What a great idea. So you guys got some information about Jophiel and who he is and what he does and the feminine part of him as well as the masculine. And, man, he said, do a show on me. Huh, who knew? This has been a great show. Our next show is going to be Thursday night at 8 p.m. I've got Whitney on there. Whitney Ladd, you guys know her. She's amazing and fun and very, 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 very focused, okay? So we should all have Whitney's focus. She's great.
I love Whitney.
So, yeah, I do. She's amazing. She's my hero. You guys, all of you guys are. So, and I'm learning. We're all learning from each other. But you guys want to make sure you tune into her show because she is going to do something, and I don't know. She said I'll email it over to you. But what I'm trying to do is get all the shows for April lined up and posted so that you guys can see that we have a Mind, Body, Spirit show, and there's a lot of great subjects on there. And then Angel Coaches is getting their own web channel. Woohoo! I'm excited.
Woohoo!
Yeah. Woohoo! Yeah, there you go. That's good. And we're going to have, like, some great... We're going to have some great speakers and great things on there, and we're going to be speaking and teaching you guys a lot of different things and teaching ourselves because, one, you know, we're all of us are connected. So you guys will get more information about that. Our website is changing, and so you guys will be able to take a look at that too as well. And so see us on Thursday or hear us on Thursday night. I will get that show information out to you. Go check us out on Facebook.com. I've posted information about the show and the web link as well. And there's a small video, that which I always do, and I hope you guys liked them because people are commenting, and it's really given us a lot more, I don't know, visual stuff. People like seeing things. So, you know, I do the videos, and Sue's done them for our show, too, as well. So we've got some neat things on there. So, Sue, I'm going to put the decrees on there or have a way that people can access them, and then a Wayne Dyer meditation for manifesting, because I think I'm supposed to do that. And you guys, that really helped me. I mean, I'm in a place where my biggest problem today is having enough time to get it all done. I have more clients, more things to do than I do time sometimes. What a great thing to be, right? Rather than worrying about things, I've got to taking it and getting it all done. That's my biggest worry today. So, I'm grateful for everybody and appreciative of everybody that listens to our show. And Sue, do you want to say anything before we close?
Just thank you for listening and letting me share. I appreciate it, and always thank you for your wisdom.
I love you, my dear friend. Anyway, I will talk to you. Sue, I'm going to give you a call right back. And have a great night, everybody who listens to it now or downloads it later. Bye.
Bye.